a step forward for Burma or Myanmar following developments this week that suggest an acceleration toward democracy. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has announced the U.S. will further ease sanctions against Myanmar after the country held elections last weekend. Joining us now, Rachel Harvey, correspondent for our partner at the BBC. Rachel, welcome to the program, and it's hard not to see this as an explicit quid pro quo. Do you think there were specific conditions for this lifting of sanctions and that they were named as precisely what happened last weekend?
I think that the United States has made clear, even before a single vote was cast, that they would match positive steps in Burma with positive steps of their own. And that's exactly what's happened. And it's happened pretty swiftly. These easing of restrictions are deliberately targeted to try and boost the standing of reformers within the Burmese leadership and at the same time try and increase the capacity of the United States to help in development and humanitarian work. One key thing in all of this is easing restrictions on financial services. It may sound pretty dry, but it's absolutely crucial that if Burma's moribund economy is really going to get going again, then they're going to need some technical help, particularly on things like banking reform. And up to now, that's been tricky.
Although the incentives for banking reform don't relate terribly much to democracy, at least as far as the citizens are concerned, there are strong incentives for Burma to begin competing in South Asia, along with Thailand and Vietnam and some of the economic powerhouses that are benefiting from China's growth. In terms of the model here, does it look like Jordan, where there's still a king, or does it look like China, where there's still strong control, even though there are free market forces?
There's been a lot of talk about which model the Burmese authorities are using. And to be honest, they are the only people who know. But one model within this region that I've heard talked about a lot is Indonesia, which itself was under a military dictatorship, President Suharto, for some two decades. Then they went through a transitional period where the military still retained a number of seats in parliament. That is exactly what's happened now in Burma, Myanmar. The question then is whether Burma's prepared to take the next step, as Indonesia has done, get the military out of formal politics altogether, get a proper pluralistic democratic process in place. Burma's not there yet, but perhaps that's at least one of the models it's using. And if you look at the way that Indonesia's economy is growing at the moment, they might see that as precisely the kind of incentive needed to push these reforms forward.
We heard the sound of some euphoria on the streets as the results of the elections came in over the weekend. I'm wondering how people in Burma are actually feeling. Are they daring to feel euphoric about these trends, or is there still some sort of guarded sense that it could all go away tomorrow?
The supporters of Aung San Suu Kyi are still feeling pretty euphoric. They are glowing in their moment of victory. But there's no doubt, you're absolutely right, that there are notes of caution and a little anxiety in the background, because those within the military-backed establishment who fear reform, who fear the pace and scope of the changes taking place in Burma, well, they might have looked on those scenes with some degree of trepidation and fear. So there is an awareness that it's not worth provoking or scaring those guys who still hold a lot of power. So it's a case of not gloating, enjoying the moment, enjoying the fact that this is a step forward, but it is only one step on what could be still a very tricky and long road.
And that step today is Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announcing U.S. will further ease sanctions against Myanmar. That's Rachel Harvey, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, reporting from Bangkok. Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome.